Mass displacement in the Lake of Chad Basin and a silent humanitarian tragedy affecting millions in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Two crises that, according to a new report by Care International, remained underreported by the world's media in 2017. Rachel Routley is from Care Australia's Emergency Response Unit.
We did see significant humanitarian reporting on the crisis in Yemen, in Syria, for example, but it's difficult to manage to cover all of these different crises at the same time. Another reason, another parallel that we can draw between these 10 most underreported crises is that they're all in difficult to reach locations, either geographically, politically uninteresting for the international world, or in terms of security, really difficult and in dangerous locations.
The aid group monitored more than 1.2 million global online news sources to see which crises made the news in 2017 and which did not.
There are many other crises that we know are happening at the moment in the world for which we have practically no coverage. For example, the least reported on crisis, the one in North Korea, which is affecting 70% of the North Korean population, there were only 50 articles about in the whole of 2017.
Care International named 10 countries where humanitarian crises were underreported in 2017. They include North Korea, where 18 million people are affected by food shortages, the Central African Republic, where 40% of children under 5 are malnourished, and Sudan, where women and children make up 88% of refugees. In the case of food shortages in North Korea, the study only found around 50 online news articles, reflecting a lack of access to the country for both journalists and aid agencies. For more than 20 years, SBS International editor Brian Thompson has reported from some of the world's worst trouble spots. He says news organisations are more hesitant than ever to send journalists to these places.
And when we look at the issue of security, that is a major consideration for us when we deploy on these trips these days, because we obviously, as an employer, we have a duty of care to our staff. You have to be able to get into the country, and if you can't get across the normal borders, then that's possibly one point that you would stop and think about it again.
Care International says the impact of a photo or video cannot be underestimated in grabbing the world's attention.
We know that there is a direct correlation between media reporting on crises and funding. And we know that there's a direct correlation between funding and the ability of aid organisations like Care to deliver assistance.
And these days, many aid agencies are taking matters into their own hands, producing their own content, as Brian Thompson explains.
Now you find some charities helping to assist in terms of putting money forward for underreporting of crises, because they recognise that employers these days don't necessarily have the budgets to send people off in the way that we did in the past.